Good evening, and it's great to have you with us here on a Friday night, and we begin with the firestorm over Dr. Ben Carson and his claim he'd been offered a scholarship to West Point. Tonight, he is now explaining himself. Of course, several national polls now showing Carson at the top of the Republican field, and with that comes increasing scrutiny. Carson's campaign saying about his story of getting a scholarship, maybe the words were inaccurate, but they maintain Carson was told he would gain acceptance. Tonight, we ask West Point how the process works. ABC's Tom Yamas on Carson's explanation and on Donald Trump, who pounced on this and quickly.
Tonight, Dr. Ben Carson forced to explain himself after accusations that part of his life story don't add up. Carson has repeatedly said he was offered a scholarship to West Point as recently as a month ago on PBS.
I was offered a full scholarship to West Point, got to meet General Westmoreland, go to Congressional Medal of Honor dinners.
The West Point scholarship was something he's written about in his books. Carson's campaign confirming tonight to ABC News that not only was he never admitted to West Point, he never even applied. And about that scholarship, telling us maybe the words are inaccurate, but that as a top ROTC student in Detroit, Carson was told he would gain acceptance by West Point officials, and that was in effect getting a scholarship because nobody pays a dime. West Point says they can't confirm or deny whether he was ever told that, but they did say the admissions process is a multi-step process. A verbal offer of admission alone would never be enough to guarantee entry.
Tonight, Carson responded to the accusations.
I never said I got a scholarship.
I had people
who said, yes, that I could get a scholarship to West Point, and I told them that I wasn't interested, that I was going to pursue medicine.
This latest revelation as Carson is under fire for other alleged discrepancies about his story. For example, that he was violent when he was young.
And at age 14, another teenager angered me and I had a large camping knife. And I tried to stab him in the abdomen. And fortunately, under his clothing, he had on a large metal belt buckle. And the knife blade struck with such force that it broke. And he fled in terror.
Carson has said that's when he rejected anger and started to give his life to God. And he's now lashing out at the media for questioning his claims.
This is a bunch of lies. This is what it is. It's a bunch of lies. Attempting, you know, to say that I'm lying about my history. I think it's pathetic.
One of his rivals seizing on the controversy. Donald Trump, in rehearsals today for his appearance on SNL this weekend, slamming Carson on social media, retweeting a news story and adding, wow, one of many lies by Ben Carson. Big story.